Bob and Betty persuade Naughty to try to see in the crystal ball the ruined temple in the jungle. To their horror, they see Tanda ground, and behind them, unseen by Tanda, is Beatrice. Suddenly, they hear the voice of Beatrice, telling Tanda that he should be killed for trying to save Marshall from the law of Lemuria. Tanda defies him. There is a deafening roar as the temple walls crash to the ground. The present act opens in Beatrice's observatory that evening.
Mandu, the magician.
What happened, Beatrice?
The rest was very easy, my dear Mira. After I received your message, there was nothing for me to do but wait there in the jungle near the temple until they arrived.
But Beatrice, you have not yet told me, but
I will tell you. As Chandler and Marshall turned to leave the clearing, I called Marshall with the call he had learned to know.
Did Mr. Chandler try to keep him from answering the call?
Chandler had done his work with Marshall well. For Marshall, although he knew he could not resist me, decided to rebel by shooting himself.
Then he was dead?
No, it was some trick. Before Marshall could fire the pistol he had brought with him, Chandler made Marshall believe a shot had actually been fired.
Oh.
Marshall fell to the ground. That was when I had that strange feeling that perhaps Marshall and Chandler had not come to the temple alone.
But they had, of course.
Yes. But I had a feeling that someone was watching. Someone I could not see.
It's probably only another trick of Mr. Chandler.
I think it was something different. I think it was Nagi.
But Nagi did not go to the jungle. She had gone shopping with Mrs. Regan when I called Bob over here to send a message to you.
No, I don't pretend to understand just what it was, but at any rate, it's over now. And we shall never see Chandler again.
You have killed him, then.
Yes. The north wall of the temple crashed upon him as he stood there, daring to defy me.
But where is Mr. Marshall?
That is the detail I told you had not worked out according to my plan. When I turned to look for Marshall, after seeing the wall crash down upon Chandler, Marshall had disappeared.
What?
Are you sure he has not come back here?
Oh, no, because I surely would have seen.
Well, as I said, it is unimportant. He will come back. Let him once enter the palace again, and I will play my last card. The card that will bring the Lemurians to this palace as if they were drawn by a magnet. The stars do not lie, and I shall be victorious. I, Beatrice, I, Prince of Lemuria.
You shall return to the place from which I brought you.
Marshall shall not escape me again. He cannot deny the forces of destiny.
And Nazi will be here, too.
I have not forgotten that.
Mr. Marshall, it seems time to assist this thing.
What do you mean?
Only that perhaps he has come into the palace secretly to take away whatever belongs to him.
I wonder if he would dare.
Did you know Mr. Chandler was killed when the war fell?
He must have known.
But you told me he was unconscious. You thought he was dead.
I know. Yet, he was gone.
It isn't possible that he too might have been buried under the falling stone.
So that even in death, Chandler might defeat me? Is that what you mean?
I do not understand, did
you? You think Chandler took Marshall with him in death as a final gesture of defiance? No, I will not believe it until I must. That would mean to admit that I have not known how to deal with Chandler and the forces he controls.
There is one more thing, Beatrice. Where is the parson?
Hodgman.
Yes. Don't you think it dangerous to us to leave the parson for someone else to find?
And whoever finds the parson can learn the truth if the two original pieces of the cipher are ever found. Yes, I know.
They are worth two pieces, then?
Of course.
Then they have been found.
Why have you not spoken of this to me before?
Because I did not understand. You kept me from understanding many things, Beatrice. And this time...
What have you learned?
Mr. Chandler and Mr. Marshall found the parson when he reached off his house at Jungle Island. Bob and Betty found that.
But it is of no use without the other part. And that is concealed in a secret hiding place in Naji's own palace in Cairo.
I think he found it.
What? Then you should have persuaded Chandler to give it to you. You should have seen to it that he gave it to you or destroyed it. I will go and see if Marshall is here. If he has, there is still much that can be done. Wait for me here, Mira.
That's the time to come.
There's something.
Good evening, Mira.
Mr. Chandler. But it is Beatrice who should see you. Not I. I have not yet returned to take my place. Oh, no. No. Why did you come here? This is not here.
What is it you think? I am not alive?
Can I have a spirit?
For those who go with him, when you attack by the falling walls of the temple, leave Mr. Chandler. Go away. How could I know he meant to kill you?
But you did know, didn't you, Mira?
Oh, no, no, of course
yes,
not.
Yes, you did. Ah, I've been very blind, Mira. I believed you when you asked me to pass it for you and keep it secret. I should suspect the scheme. That was the day I first discovered I could no longer speak with the Yogi.
You're speaking in English.
Yes. No wonder there is a strange, unearthly thing about Mira. It's even my sister and Betty can see it.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Mr. Chandler?
You know what I mean.
But you are dead. And yet...
No. I am not dead. In spite of you and in spite of Ethan. There are many things Ethan has to say.
Commander!
Yes. I hope you have not been so surprised to tell my sister and not to kill me.
I have but now returned to Surabaya. And I left you lying under 15 feet of fallen masonry. How have you come here? The law of Lemuria has decreed
to me, Peter. A plan of yours to gather together the stuff. I was warned before I came to you.
Warned?
The name of the Yogi.
What can the Yogi know of the laws of ancient Lemuria?
Yes, it was the Yogi. The friend Andrek came to me at the hotel. I thought he was the one I had been told not to stop. I took the house he recommended because I believed the way would open for me to learn what I was doing.
You knew then when you came to travel?
I knew I'm a free Nazi from the beneath, which was destined to take a place as the victim of those who survived ancient Lemuria.
But you did not know that Mira was, as you are now, a disembodied soul.
What? Do you believe I'm not alive?
In the sense in which you have known life on this earth? No. You are a spirit, an elemental. You have come to this palace because it was from this palace that the thought forces were marshaled to destroy your life upon this earth.
But I tell you I am alive.
Ah.
I know Mira. Is a creation of your own.
What? You know this?
Of course I know it now. I should have suspected it. You first brought her there.
How do you know this?
Because... Look. Look. Your shadow.
Peter!
Your shadow is there, Peter. And mine. But Mira has no shadow.
Why did you come here? Why did you come here?
Perhaps he came to see what became of the man he knows as Jack the Marshal. Or perhaps to learn whether Nadi has been taken to the Hall of the As Your Life.
You have taken Nadi to that room?
Ah. You're in love with a woman who is living half her life in another world. No matter where she goes, she can never escape that. And he will never marry you. Never! He knows he is one with two identities. He has always known. For thousands of years, she has been returning to this earth again and again, preparing herself for the time when Lemuria should come into his home.
This is not true, Peter.
No matter where Nadi goes, she will never be free from thoughts of Lemuria.
Then you get her name.
Who left this earth thousands of years ago.
Secret.
You will know it, and she will know it.
I know it.
Secret.
Stop.
No, nothing can stop me now. Nothing can stop me now. If I did not kill you in the temple, I will kill you. The one place in the world where my power is so great that you can never escape.
That the telescope was only a glass.
Why should I conceal it from you? The lens in the telescope is not glass made like the glass an ordinary one. It is a piece of crystal from the palace of the Lemurian king. The person on whom light falls through this crystal will be reduced to ashes in the twinkling of an eye. And you have come here to defy me! Faithless! My tree for Lemuria!
Here. What are you going to do?
That's as near as a tree for my own. And so she is. She can be made to disappear before your eyes. Ah, Chandler, you not know the atmosphere is full of crap. Know the atmosphere can be made to appear to the eyes of men if one knows the state of men, if one knows.
Stop. No matter what Mira has done, you cannot
prevent me. Look, Mira.
No.
Look.
No, no. No.
Look.
No, no.
She's gone. Take her place with those others with whom she has lived so long. You will die here in this palace. Nagi will submit to the laws of Lemuria.
No. The truth is that you are not Peter. I speak to Lemuria. You are what you have just called Mira, a disembodied soul. Get here by the Prince of Black Arm.
No.
The real Beatrice is not here. Perhaps.
Ah, but you shall never live to learn all the truth.
I've beaten him.